on WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University. It's another Thursday night Radio Munson. Great band and a great old song called I'll Never Say Never Again, again, here on Radio Munson. I won't even say it the first time, to tell you the truth. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time, and by here, I mean outside of the GLT studios, but inside the Twin Cities of Normal, Bloomington. I'm in Bloomington this evening at an undisclosed location. I'll tell you where I am here before we sign off at 9 o'clock. Let's do something by Freddie Cole here with the Houston Persons tenor saxophone. He did this album 8 years ago when he was 75 years old. Actually, 9 years ago. He's 84 now. He did it as a tribute to Tony Bennett. And the album is titled Because of You.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, our romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine. The moon and stars will say you're mine. Forever and never to part. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise to be near you like this. Because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile because of you. Thank you. because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, our romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine, the moon and stars will say you're mine, forever and never to part. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise to be near you like this. Because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile because of you. And I can smile because of you. And I can smile because of you.
Freddie Cole with John DeMartino playing piano. And that's Houston Person on tenor saxophone. It's Radio Munson. I'm Don. My email address is don.munson@comcast.net. You know I love to hear from you. Our shows are all archived when you go to wglt.org/Munson. Here's something Sarah Vaughan did in 1982. She was approaching her 60th birthday and was really in fine voice. Always surrounded herself with great jazz people. Roland Hanna plays piano here. Joe Pass on guitar. Andy Simpkins is the guy playing bass, and Harold Jones on drums.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and the promise to be near each time you call, and the only heart I own for you and you alone. That's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a lover whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all,
that's all.
Forever, and the promise to be near each time you call, and the only heart I own for you and you alone. That's all, baby, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love with arms to enfold you in a love time can never, never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore from now and evermore. That's all.
Ah, but wait, that's all of Sarah Vaughan for this evening, but there's plenty more to come. Roland Hanna playing piano for Sarah, Joe Pass on guitar, Andy Simpkins on bass, and Harold Jones on drums. Here's a song that Matt Dennis wrote, and it's played by valve trombonist Rob McConnell with his Canadian band. It's called Everything Happens to Me. Thank you. Everything Happens to Me. Rob McConnell's Tentet from Canada, and Rob's valve trombone. Here's a guy that played a bass trombone, George Roberts by name, and he provided a signature part of many Nelson Riddle arrangements, especially those for Sinatra.
I'll be loving you always, with the love that's true always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand always, always. Days may not be fair always, that's when I'll be there always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always. Fair always, that's when I'll be there always. Not for just an hour, not just a day, not for just one year, but always, always. Always, all the time.
That's Stan Kenton's band and a song Kenton wrote called Eager Beaver, with Mel Lewis playing the drums and Vito Musso playing that tenor saxophone here on Radio Munson, with a little help from Bucky Pizzarelli and playing guitar, and Andy Stein on violin. This is Paul McCartney.
Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. A melody played in a penny arcade. Yes, it's a Barnum and Bailey world, about as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. If you believed in me. If you
Paul McCartney, Andy Stein's violin, here on Radio Munson. You know, often I go back to 1959 and the few years preceding 1959, which happens to be the year that I graduated from high school. But more than that, a lot has been made of the year 1959 in the history of jazz music. It's been called its most prolific year, 59. It's also been called the year jazz died. One figure that's grossly ignored is the iconic Wes Montgomery, the jazz guitarist from over in Indianapolis, who emerged in 59 with his first trio records and ushered in what they called a dynamic new sound. In fact, that was the name of his first album. It ushered in a figure that became one of the most celebrated, maybe the most celebrated, on the instrument in jazz music. Wes Montgomery introduced a brand new approach to playing the guitar, techniques that were really unexplored before that. The octave technique, he called it, and his chord medley and chord soloing playing was, still is today, really unmatched, and definitely a revelation to jazz guitar playing. Later in 1959, that same year, he recorded with Eddie Higgins, the house pianist at the London House Jazz Club in Chicago, with Eddie's trio. Eddie had come to Wes's hometown of Indianapolis, and they played at the Indianapolis Jazz Club, which was a downtown club, and the album that came out of it was called One Night in Indy. The tapes had been lost for years, but they were just released on a CD earlier this year. Here's something from that concert in 1959 at that jazz club in Indianapolis. It's Wes Montgomery doing a Neil Hefti song called Lil Darlin'. Thank you.
Thank you.
great Wes Montgomery and his guitar with Eddie Higgins, the pianist, and his trio from an album called One Night in Indy, just released. It's a recording made in 1959. Check out the album. It's a good one. Let's go to Manhattan now for a little quiet piano from Blossom Dearie, who also sang just a little bit. Ray Brown's a guy on bass and Ed Thigpen on drums.
I'll take Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through. Very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so. When balmy breezes street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently city.
new land and new faces, the day we stop punching the clock. The future looks pleasant, but at present, let's take a walk around the block. You're just a companion I want at Grand Canyon for throwing old blades.
comes in, you'll sit on my lap all over the map. To London in make time, to Venice in play time, Paris in time for a frock, to Boston in meantime. Darling, meantime, let's take a walk around the block.
Freshman, let's not set our sights too high with Bill Holman's arrangement. Four freshmen found themselves marooned in Bloomington, Illinois, one night, decades ago. Had dinner at the Luca Grill downtown. And I think, if I remember the story right, one of the co-proprietors, the brothers who ran the place, Tot Baldini, said, "I'll take you to Indianapolis." I was their next stop. Loaded them in the car and took them over there. Am I right about that story? My email address is don.munson@comcast.net. Well, if it isn't true, it should be. Duke Ellington's band was here. Must be in the early 1970s. Last time he appeared here with his band. And my best memory of that evening was when Duke played, his band played, Creole Love Call. And instead of using a wordless vocal, which they'd done back in the late 1920s with a girl singer, they had the trumpet player, Cootie Williams, the trombone player, Lawrence Brown, and the clarinetist, Russell Procope, all come up to the microphone in front of the band, and the blending of their instruments just knocked me out. Duke Ellington wrote that in 1928. That version was recorded, I think, maybe in the mid-1960s, featuring Cootie Williams on trumpet and Lawrence Brown on trombone and Russell Procope playing the clarinet and, of course, Duke Ellington at the piano. Here's the saxophone of John Coltrane, an album Train recorded with the great Johnny Hartman.
My heart sing, like an April breeze on the wings of spring, and you appear in all your splendor, my one and only love. The shadows fall and spread their mystic charms in the hush of night while you're in my arms. I feel your lips so warm and tender, my one and only love. The touch of your hand is like heaven, a heaven that I've never known. The blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender, my one and only love, my one and only love.
John Coltrane's saxophone with Johnny Hartman's great baritone voice. On Radio Munson, here on GLT with something from Ella Fitzgerald.
It's a pity to say goodnight, because I never saw stars so bright. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss. It's a pity to say farewell, because the man in the moon won't tell. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss. How's about tomorrow night, just you and me? Darling, underneath the apple tree. It's a pity to say goodnight, because I want you to hold me tight. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night to say goodnight, because I want you to hold me tight. But if you gotta go home, 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 I'll give you a good.
Wow. I don't know about you, but I'm hardly ready to say goodnight. But the rules are the rules, so we'll do it. Ella with a Nelson Riddle arrangement. We're going to let John Bunch play a little piano to take us up to NPR News Time. That's Phil Flanagan playing bass. Well, I said I was doing the program tonight, Radio Munson from the Twin Cities, but not at the GLT studios. And the truth is, I'm broadcasting from my own office, downstairs at the condo in which my bride and I and the two puppy dogs live in southeastern Bloomington. So we now have our Dove Mountain studios, lavish studios, out there in Tucson, Arizona, and the GLT studios, and now this one, although I think this is a one-time deal, probably for this one. Something about a major birthday party going on tonight for one of my pals who turned 65. You don't want to miss somebody's 65th birthday, so this just worked out better. We call him the kid at age 65, some of the rest of us. So I'm going to party here the rest of the evening. I'll see you next Thursday night from the GLT studios. That's WGLT Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University. Thanks for listening. Don't let the smoke get in your eyes.